Sam Roberts of the New York Times and the author of A History of New York at 101 Objects.
You've written several books, Sam, and a lot of them about New York. Why a book about telling the history of New York through objects?
Well, I wrote a book a couple of years ago about Grand Central Terminal, and I left the publisher with a subtitle, which was How a Train Station Transformed America. And I then began to wonder, could I really live up to that title? Could a building transform America? And in doing the research for that, I realized that when you look at the civil rights movement, when you look at urban planning, landmarks law, air rights, the cultural impact of that building, it really had a transformative effect. But then I said, could an object, a single object, have the same kind of an effect? Well, 101, I have to admit, was a conceit. The British Museum did a book, A History of the World at 100 Objects. Leonard Lopate followed that up on NYC, and a number of other institutions did similar. The conceit was that New York is so big, you couldn't possibly do it in 100, so we had to do 101. The idea was to be quirky, to make people think, to make people think about history in different ways. New Yorkers don't think much about our history. It's sort of like one of the kids in the Alan Bennett play, The History Boys, said. He said more or less in these words, it's just one damn thing after another. But I often think we can't have a very good grip on where we are today and where we're going unless we know where we've come from.
Collection of objects with this thinking that you just described, what do you think the collection says about the history of New York?
Well, it says how eclectic we are. It says how resilient we've been. It says that we have to place what's happening today in a historical context, not to wallow in the history, but to realize that there is a beginning and a middle and somewhere down the road, perhaps an ending, that when we talk about the bullying of Mayor Giuliani or the nanny state of Mayor Bloomberg, let's look back at that artichoke, which is an object in the book. And people say, an artichoke? What is an artichoke doing as 101, one of the 101 objects? Well, Mayor LaGuardia banned the sale of artichokes to stop the influence of organized crime in New York City. Could you imagine a mayor doing that today? Or a missing notice in a New York City newspaper that was put in by Washington Irving to sell his book, Knickerbocker's History of New York, at the very beginning of the 19th century. This was the beginning of literary hype. And when we think of public relations today, and we think of publicity, and we think of PR, this began certainly 200 years ago with Washington Irving. And we think this is new, and the cult of celebrity is new. And there it was back 200 years ago with the brilliant Washington Irving in New York City.
Can we go
sure.
over the exhibit?
The subway throttle. Mayor McClellan drove the first subway in 1903. He wasn't supposed to. He was supposed to just put his hand on it and pose for pictures, but he didn't let go. He was so into driving the subway that he drove it all the way uptown, fortunately without an accident. But here is this Tiffany throttle, a ceremonial throttle that actually was used to drive the first subway back in 1903. It inaugurated the subway, and today New York, of course, has the largest subway system in the world. This potato, people say, why a potato among the 101 objects? Well, the potato is symbolic of the Irish famine. You can argue the degree of British complicity in that famine, but there's no question that the famine changed the face of New York, brought over hundreds of thousands of Irish immigrants, changed the demographics of the city from a mostly native Protestant city to a Irish Catholic immigrant city. Here's a bagel. It's funny that one of the things that I asked readers to submit suggestions, both for the book and for the newspaper article and for the exhibit, food was the most common suggestion of all. And I said, well, if you know, where's mine is the motto of the city of Chicago, leave the gun, take the cannoli ought to be the motto of New York City, because so many people seem to be concerned about food as emblematic of New York. So there is the bagel, we have the potato, My favorite is the black and white cookie. That is author's prerogative, because I happen to like black and white cookies, and I think it can also take on a larger context as symbolic of sort of racial diversity and how we all managed to get along remarkably well. And a jar of dust that was collected after 9/11. God knows what is in that dust. We don't want to know, but that seemed like a tasteful and vivid way of capturing the impact of 9/11 on New York City.